new member of the team.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we finally took the responsibilities away from Chris.
What do you mean? I'm still here.
Yeah, well, you didn't know what to do with the board.
I still don't.
Okay, well, we got Shorty P.
Shorty P.
Shorty P's here.
Welcome to the team. Roof, roof.
Good to be here.
Gentlemen, Buccaneers, sir. Lightning, Rays, and we're even going to start throwing in the Rowdies.
Yeah.
The who?
Yeah, stop.
We are the Rowdies.
Yeah. Really, really rowdy.
If there was a this start of this series for the Lightning, I want to start off with them. That first game, that first game was sluggish, bro. It was all right. It was brutal.
Sorry, they needed it.
They were just sloppy in their zone on defense. They turned the puck over 7-8 times. Yeah.
Sergachev.
They did
turn
look
it
sloppy.
Over 7-8 times.
Yeah,
but I think the Lightning know where they are, and I honestly think they just wanted to see what the Islanders could really do.
Oh, that's what you think?
I think it was a little bit more mental, and they're like, "Hey, yeah, we're gonna throw this first one because look how they came back last night."
But you also got to look at the past two series. They lost the first game at home, both series.
Oh, that brings me to my surprise trivia question. Boom. Right, guys, ready?
Okay, good.
Right, you ready? When's the last time the Lightning lost back-to-back playoff games?
Playoff games or games in general?
Playoff games. When's the last time they lost a back-to-back playoff game?
2019 against Columbus Blue Jackets when they got swept.
Point for dog.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah,
but that's not the rules. See, this is another reason.
He answered it.
No, this is another reason why Shorty P is here, because I spent all last year.
It's trivia. It's pop trivia.
See, this is what you do. You try and talk over me. We had a podcast last year.
I just answered the question. That's all. I did. Don't get mad
at
me.
But the problem is you guys teamed up. If you want to go back and listen to our episodes from before, it's amazing how much you two agree. I always seem to be the one wrong.
You're the heel of the show.
The heel of the show. Okay. Well, I brought someone that will now be my tiebreaker.
Why?
We're going to have to pay him.
It's not. You're going to have to pay him.
Take it like a fan, Will.
Yeah, take it like a fan.
There you go.
Or don't listen.
There you go.
Be ready for those. I didn't tell you. I wanted to tell you guys, but yeah. When it's on a subject, I got pop trivias.
Yeah, pop
trivias. Hey, put another point down for dog because I just led you into that.
Don't worry.
You know, we're going to do a little review. Since our first live show, I'd say in the final minutes of our show tonight, we're going to do a little review of last year's final numbers. As well as
No, stop. This is 2021.
I understand. And we also already picked for the first week before going into OTAs for the NFL and everything. Yeah, remember we already went through all the first week.
But Chip, can I say something?
Yeah, go right ahead.
We're Super Bowl champions. What does last year matter?
Exactly. Last year's over and done with.
I mean,
Let's start fresh.
That's one way to look at it.
But we're like in a new division. So you don't want to worry about last year's stuff, man. That's why I didn't bring up I was 2-time fantasy champ last year. It's over. It's done with. Let's focus on
this. So you're telling
me
that if you had taken home the top dog trophy.
I did twice in two other leagues.
And won the FanDuel League.
There was no trophy.
Then you wouldn't want to talk about it?
Not really. It's last year.
We started the FanDuel halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
And we had
four different teams or four different names.
We didn't have four different teams.
Somehow,
this is what I'm talking about.
We tried to
Everything's kosher this year from the up and up.
All right.
I'm serious. You guys changed your votes. I would go back and look at the pick sheets.
I
would actually go back and listen to the episodes. And it's amazing how many times your picks have changed within the week.
Hey. From now on, we're doing it by the books. No Democratic, no Republican issues.
I mean,
we're just going
at
it.
We sit here and make picks, and then it's very clear on Bo's sheet when he would write it out. But then next week when I would come, there'd be some scratches with a change.
How's that possible? Now you're filling the story up with baloney.
I don't know, because we are running it. Whoever won got to pick last.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever won the week prior got to pick last. And every time I would win or he would win, you would end up copying someone's pick.
Kind of
picking the same guy. Oh, he's going him. I'm going to choose this other close game that could be a toss-up.
It's just everything changed, though. If you go back and listen to the episodes, listen to the Big Nasty interview, what this guy says. Listen to when we're talking to the Saints fan and we're talking to the Seahawks fan. Listen to what this guy says, and it changes every single time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
He's a yes man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Back to the Lightning. So, huge game, too.
Yeah, so.
What?
What about that penalty on point when he got pushed into the goal?
Oh, I thought that was horrible.
That was crap.
I think the Islanders even came out and said that they couldn't believe that he actually got a penalty for that one. They should have had the penalty.
Yeah, but
how was he supposed to stop?
Goalie interference. You can't touch the goalie like that. He came in hard. to get the puck, he didn't have
the guy
full
pushed him from a good 10
exactly,
feet away from the goal, though.
He didn't have
no
full possession of the puck. Yeah. That I think that was the big issue of why they gave us
and
the
still
penalty.
Say it was a crap
them.
Call.
Me too. I agree 100%.
I mean, how many power plays did we have in the first game? Like, two?
I think two.
One or two?
I think two.
And yesterday, I think we had three or four, right?
Yeah, we had two in the
first.
There was
a couple
period.
Times it went all the way down to 4-3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
They scuffled a little more.
I saw who got the first goal? Braden Point got the first goal.
No.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, I know Hedman. I know Hedman was good for one yesterday.
Yeah. I literally couldn't stay awake after the first goal. I was like, "Oh, they got this one."
How just about one the last series though, Carolina? We haven't had a chance to talk about that. 8 goals in one period.
I was fishing.
Was
that
a record?
I was fishing that day.
Were you?
And I was boat with one of my buddies, and he's like, "Man, huge lightning game. Are we going to make it back in time?" I was like, "Probably not. You're, you know, in some deep water."
How far?
We started off in, you know, 60 to 80 foot of water, and then got out to 580 foot of water.
Oh, this is the 200 miles out story.
So, it was about buck 80. Buck 80, 200, somewhere in that range. There were spots that were a little further, you know.
All right. They had electric reels, I guess.
We did. some tall water fishing.
Tall water.
Not deep water.
But you did make it back in time, tall obviously, water. For the game.
No, but so as I was getting to before I rudely interrupted, jeez. He's like, "You want to just watch the game? You know, we won't look at our phones and see who won." I was like, "Fuck, are you, excuse me? Like, I'm going to check my phone." Now, if it says it's some crazy game where it was like 6-7. Yeah, well, you know, I'll watch the highlights regardless, but I was like, that would be something to watch. We get up to cell phone range, and he goes, "Dude, you're never going to believe this. The fourth second period, there was 4 goals by each team." And I was like, what?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
I was like, we got
to
watch
back,
this
back,
thing.
Back.
I think it was 2-4. Next thing you know, it was like 6-4. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, that was great.
Either way, so it's tied up right now, 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
How do we see the series ending?
Apparently this barn place I keep hearing about is getting pretty rowdy, and it's going to be rowdy. They need to just do their job and take the first one and just go from there.
So let me ask you this. It's 1-1. We got to go to game 5 at bare minimum. Will there be a game 6 in this series?
Yes.
4-2.
Oh, yeah.
We take it in 6. I should have said Lightning in 4 and drop him real quick.
What?
Lightning in 4. Just like this guy on the
screen.
Oh, yeah. Suns in 4.
Suns in 4.
No, but yeah. I mean, I'm taking Lightning in 6. I think we'll win. You know,
they're gonna still split up.
So you
there.
Don't think it's a straight 3 from this point?
You know what?
It could be.
I don't.
They're the only team to do it, but I think the Islanders are just that good that where they can squeeze.
I don't
one.
Think a home team is gonna win another home game.
So well, our record on the road is fucking phenomenal too.
So I think that Lightning take the next 2 in New York. Mm-hmm. Come back here Saturday or whatever it would be next week. Lightning will lose at home. Go back up to New York and finish the deal. Game 6.
Well, then I'm going to be completely different from you guys.
Here we go.
They're winning out. The next 3, done. Let's move
you
on.
You sound like Doug when we talk about the Bucks.
Yeah, no, they're just undefeated.
17-0.
See, it's like I think when they lost the other night, Chip was like, "Oh, my God, what are we going to do? They
I
lost.
Actually was.
He was worried. Yeah, the
was.
Only time you need to be worried about
that,
this team. Because
they look that bad, though.
It's
no, they
one
didn't.
Game.
No,
out
no, they
of
didn't.
Eight they've played so far. And so this, they, okay, so the deal
you
is.
You could literally see, even the announcers were talking
so
about
you,
how sluggish and slow they
so
were.
So you
this
think
is
that was going to happen
champion.
For 4 games in a row they're going to play like that? They're better than that.
Yeah,
you should know as a fan they're better than
and
that.
And it's conference championship.
They're allowed to lose a game.
Dude, New York's good.
I love it when
you know what it's spoiled? He's got spoiled with the taste of winning. But your losses are going to come like the Rays just lost 2 in a row.
Big Rays fan until
they hear me tell them how bad baseball sucks.
Big Rays fan
so
this
upset.
Guy is.
Yeah, yeah, huge.
Huge Rays
huge.
Fan. Big,
yeah,
big
just
fan.
Only, you know.
All right, but, so series predictions. What but, we, so what, are we, what teams do we have left here? That's right. We have
there's
Montreal
just
and Vegas and New York and us. So
it's going to be Vegas.
It's going to be Vegas and Tampa Bay.
Vegas. Oh.
Vegas and Tampa Bay.
I would rather play Vegas than Montreal. I'll tell you that.
Montreal is more of a physical.
Yeah, no,
they're kind of a surprise. Right
I don't
now
like playing
the
real physical teams.
Out.
We'll get hit. We'll hit, but I mean, I'd rather them just play their game
did,
of passing.
Did they knock
their
out?
Passing looks pretty good.
Did they knock out Toronto? Like the who was the top, pretty much top seed?
I believe Montreal.
Was it them?
I believe Montreal did because it was Canada that had their 8 team gimmick.
He did. Anything else we got for the Lightning other than
as long as they score game, first, they'll be right. They're 9-1. They're 9-1 when they score first or whatever it is, and they lose every time they don't score first.
As of right now, playoff MVP.
Vazzy.
Yeah, I think that's kind of hands down.
Vazzy or Point? Point's got what? I think 11 goals, 10 or 11 goals already, which is, I think, almost the most
points.
Cooch is tied for the most points. I think it was Mary Lemieux, they said.
That's what I was going to say. Is Cooch just looks phenomenal.
He's always involved in every scoring opportunity.
Without Big Cat doing his job, it don't matter.
I know, I agree. Yeah. And it's unfair because.
Would you call him Big Cat? You guys on like friends, friendly basis?
Yeah.
He's definitely.
No, not at all. It's awesome.
He's definitely like top of his game right now of all goalies. Like he's like hitting notes that no goalies are hitting. That save he made where he spread out, like that's crazy.
Yeah.
But like I said, I mean, Cooch is just playing unbelievably good.
Does he have two shutouts now in the playoffs this year?
He does.
Two eggshells, one against Florida, one against Carolina.
But the way Cooch gets down around the puck and he's always around in the play, man. He's just stick movement's great.
Even yesterday, when they still took the game, it still didn't look like they did against Carolina. I mean, Braden Point is
Islanders
flying
are good,
by
man.
These guys.
Islanders are good. If you got anything to text us or call us at, man, you can always reach us at the studio line 844-542-4111 or text us at 727-388-1644.
Standard messaging rates do apply.
Whatever.
All right, what do you guys want to move to? You want to move into some Bucks or you want to move into...
Let's chop up some Rays.
Yeah, why don't we talk about the other team in Tampa?
This glass. What's up with this glass now, guy?
So they used to use what was it? It was rosin and sunscreen. Sunscreen's understandable when you're playing out in the sun, but apparently the MLB is cracking down on pitchers using substances to get grips on the ball. Now, if you think about it, there's two ways to look at it. Yeah, it's a substance. It helps them create more accuracy and more spin and rotations on the ball. But within saying that, these hitters, it's hard to be a pitcher.
Well, I got a bone to pick with the MLB.
About what?
Did you guys know every year they change the ball?
Yeah.
Whether if it's core density, stitching, whatever it is.
Because of
why
what
is
kind
that
of
the
game?
NBA, they don't change a basketball. They might change the color of the basketball, but it's still the same. You know,
the
NFL, same thing. They use the same.
They
want to
critique it because
07 Brady.
They
want to
control how the game is. They don't want a lot of home runs. They want to see more pitcher things. That's why the batting average is substantially
lower. But I feel
lower.
Like that's taken away from the kids in college and high school that are getting drafted because if this and they own Rawlings, MLB owns Rawlings, so they change it from high school all the way up. So if there's a pitcher and he pitches 20 games and he goes 19-1, right? And then the next year they change the ball, and he goes 10-10.
Well,
exactly. So how much?
I mean, but
every year they change.
Okay. Well, what are some of the changes?
I'm not exactly sure, but it could be core density.
It's all inside.
The
it's the outside.
Well, that's
saying. Just another thing wrong with baseball.
So why are they changing it? Is my question.
They won't ever answer that. It's just because they want to make the game technical as they can. I mean,
so they're getting on these guys like for using different rosin bags now, but they're changing up the baseball.
No, it's actually having rosin on your hand. The rosin bag is fine because it's a powder, but they're talking about a substance on your hand that creates grip. So these baseballs are really slippery nowadays. Back in the day, you'd rub them in dirt, and they would actually stick to your hand. Now they don't stick to your hand so much. They want them swinging in lights. I mean,
and that's exactly what happened to him.
So you get more rotation in the ball, you get faster speed and stuff like that.
So
but now,
he's saying the thing that he was using on his elbow.
No. It was on his hands. He used it on his hands to grip the ball and make more of a rotation.
He's used it his entire life.
Yeah. Okay. So it's and it this
so
has been going on for years. Pitcher's been using stuff for years.
When
like
he
it's
released
not new.
That pitch, the ball came out at a different trajectory where.
He didn't have
body
to
and
snap
he didn't
it
have,
as hard.
He didn't, yeah, he didn't have control, so he blew something in his elbow.
So in the middle of the season,
and
they told him to stop,
to
and
stop
he did,
using it.
And
so he didn't train
happened.
His arm to stop using it. This is something he's used year in and year out.
So that's why these guys, 2 months before the season starts, they start throwing with this ball, and they start getting their arm, because going 200 innings is a lot. That's a lot. Yeah. Your body's not supposed to throw the ball 100 miles an hour.
They
that's
should
just,
probably strike, and they should strike in baseball.
You're about to get muted, dude.
No, there was a strike back in the 90s.
It absolutely was.
But that's exactly what I'm talking about. Why are they changing the ball
glue.
Every year, and then you want to go mid-season on me and say,
don't
use this? Man, you test for steroids.
So does this mean that probably no one will ever go see Barry Bonds?
No, I don't. I don't ever.
Like Barry Bonds home run. Or
72 in a year, whatever it was.
Who holds it now? It is Barry Bonds.
Yeah. He hit 72. Yeah.
Barry Bonds with an asterisk.
I don't think that would ever
be
touched again.
But you could put Mark McGuire's as an asterisk too, if you're going to say that.
Mark, his was
because those were all steroids.
What did he end up with?
Mark had 66.
No, he had 70.
70.
You know, true story.
Sammy had 66.
I believe those were two of the players. Roger Clemens, I don't know, but do you remember the story about David Jacobs, the guy that was giving steroids to all the...
Oh, yeah. Jose Canseco.
He was part of the Oakland Athletics. The Bash Brothers.
He killed himself and his lady at the time, Amanda Jo Earhart. That was my significant other back in high school. Last week was the 13-year anniversary of that. That was crazy. I remember the day that news came out.
That's wild.
Wow. But
that guy was, I think it was during that time with all those guys hitting all these home runs and stuff like that.
Well, on a lighter note, besides all that, the Rays are actually doing a phenomenal job of what they have, aside from losing Glass.
No, they just fell out of first place today.
Oh, my God.
In the league.
God,
even
dude,
I know
it's
that.
It's the middle of June. In who the doesn't league, matter?
But my point is you're number one going into, literally, here's my notes for today's show. Show
That's
prep.
Cute.
Rays number one. Rays number one.
They
and
still
now,
are.
As of today. No,
in the division.
As of today's game.
In the division.
Number one in the league.
Oh, my God. What does that matter? You know how many times the number one team in the league actually wins the World Series?
Bucks finished number one. Rowdies are even number one.
They're in the midseason.
They're a disappointment is what they are. It's a whole bunch of number ones and one number two.
They're a disappointment. Okay, well, how about for your disappointment? You know how many times this year out of how many games they played? Maybe 63?
Oh, hey, Chip, I like the truck.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
I like the truck.
How many times? They've kept teams under three runs or less. How many times?
I don't know.
Just take a guess.
I don't see.
Because they suck so bad.
One.
40.
Oh, okay.
That's huge.
That's huge. Three runs
Tampa
or
Bay.
Less.
Yeah.
Huge.
So take that for your suck.
Okay. Got it. Anything else you want to say about baseball?
Yeah.
You should go back and listen to our other podcast, too, because I had some really good points on that episode where the title was Baseball's Terrible. If you remember
That's
all
because
the,
you couldn't hit
I
one.
I made some really good points on that episode if you go back and listen to it is all I'm
saying. Everybody that talks bad about baseball is because they couldn't hit a baseball.
This is the guy who won the Junior Olympics free throw
competition.
It's
the all-time Pinellas County three-point freshman.
Junior national
junior champion. Away record only.
Jump roper.
What? Pole vaulting? I mean, I did it all.
Shock put.
Yeah. They actually picked me for the U.S. water polo team.
You were in.
I passed.
Nice.
He was on the dance team.
Could you imagine Chip in a tutu?
Nah.
Why would you want to imagine that? That's so bad.
That is weird.
That is a little weird. So I would like to do some Rowdies updates.
I don't have anything about Rowdies. I'm going to leave that to you. I might as well just go smoke a cigarette.
I know they kick a soccer ball.
I know they're... They're still the league's in midseason. They're playing. They play
so they're a disappointment if they're not in first place, right? That's what it is around here.
Hey, well, they were. You remember at the end of last season because of COVID?
They split the championship.
It was a shared championship.
I don't get that.
They won their conference and that was it. They didn't play a championship.
I should have had them play a video game or something.
But they're. I mean, I follow them on social media. They're winning from what I understand. Every time they win, they do a fireworks show, which is pretty cool. If you haven't been down there to the old Alane Stadium
or even just the pier downtown, it's a great vibe.
I think they're Rowdy. They're like 6-0-1 right now.
The Rowdies, the fans that are diehards that go there will make you want to come back. Yeah. I've been to a few games. Great time. Every time I go is a good time.
Well, before we move on to the Bucks, do you have anything
Milwaukee
else about
or Tampa
Rays?
Bay?
Do you have anything else? I mean, I know that baseball is so interesting that there's a lot to discuss.
Glasnow's out for the season.
Is it the season? It's a season.
It's a season ending. He's going to have to get surgery.
And he was our top dog, right?
Yeah, he's a stud, man. That kid can bring it.
So that hurts us falling that.
No,
especially
no. Next man
out
up.
Of number one
next
today.
Man up. Dude, this whole payroll gets paid like $26 million a year.
That's crazy.
There's guys that play on the Yankees that paid $34 million a year.
Yeah.
So it's next man up mentality.
Did you see that comment, by the way, from the Carolina guy about the Lightning?
Oh, yeah.
Being over cap, like $18 million or something like that. He claimed over cap or something like that.
If it wasn't allowed, they wouldn't have it.
Yeah.
And it's allowed.
Well, it's the rules. Isn't it something with Cooch being out?
And with him being injured and all that and whatnot. But it's okay in the league rules. I mean, If it was the other way, they would enjoy it and they wouldn't care about it.
Well, not that I care either way, but doesn't that kind of set up a situation where a player could, that's a high-dollar player, get a little time off at the beginning of the season and free up a whole bunch of salary cap space?
He was hurt, though. I mean, he had a serious injury.
No, I understand.
He had surgery.
But does that set up that situation where there, someone could claim that?
If you have to get surgery and you have probably vivid proof of you got surgery, I mean – That's why the league did.
What are you complaining for? Why are you throwing this out?
He's a Seattle Kraken fan now.
I'm just Seattle asking Kraken. The question. Because so, I saw another thing about offseason surgery. You know about TB. Tom Brady had his surgery. I guess Tony O'Brien had surgery.
Yeah, he had
too.
A little cleanup.
I didn't know that.
So what about this now? You got this guy, but now do you see what LeBron came out and said?
Yes.
Chris Paul's out.
It's right down
here. Chris Paul's out for the entire rest of the playoffs. And now LeBron came out making a statement saying, I told you guys we shouldn't be playing.
Yeah.
Like, ooh,
they all didn't want to listen to me, was his quote.
I'm not playing in the playoffs, so I'm going to make a statement. You guys are going to still pay attention to me.
His reason was that they closed the season out October.
And you think this is.
But then they kicked right back up in December.
Yeah, but what about the 3 months they were off when they called the pandemic and they stopped in March and then they didn't play again until June?
Hey, listen, now you're getting really upset.
No, I'm just saying, like, don't
be
a bitch.
But you find baseball
to
be worse than
this. Yeah.
That's what I don't
think. What is that?
You think baseball is as
they play 162 games
athletically challenging?
No, I'm not saying that.
I guarantee,
but I'm saying how
I guarantee you this.
How those leagues are getting ran right now. I can't stand them.
The NBA is way worse.
I can't stand them both.
NBA Bills.
I mean, everybody knows the number one sport in terms of athleticism is boxing.
The one dude was saying the league's too soft. Dude, you play in the league.
I'll tell you this. Give a basketball player a bat. Give, you know, a random of them. Give them a bat and try and just hit a baseball. They won't.
Give any
other sport, and I guarantee you they will make it look like they're natural because they can run and they can throw and they can jump.
Good hand out.
Wait a minute. Okay.
What?
Back up.
No, back up.
You literally just said give like this guy standing on the mound.
Not every basketball player can throw a baseball or a football, but every baseball player can.
Every baseball
player can make a shot. That's all I'm saying. That's all they do.
Or catch a football.
Or
kick a soccer.
Because that's how easy basketball is you make a shot.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, that's how you score.
It's super easy?
To make a shot?
Most baseball players are.
I challenge you. It's so easy, Captain Baseball.
What? I challenge you then.
Okay, fine. Game on.
We're going bowling and putt-putting.
You don't even want to see me on the lane.
So LaMelo Ball, I guess he got Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I don't understand that. He was out for
the year. And his dad claimed it. Well, he knew it was going to happen.
That's the youngest one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually pretty good.
He's not bad, but I mean, he only played.
He's pretty good.
No, he's going to be the best. No. He's going to be the best.
Well, out of the two brothers?
Out of the two brothers. Or
it's not saying much.
Let's talk about some side topics.
Three kids in the.
This actually came up, too. This is.
Porter Breed.
This is something special. This Olympian says that it's a. Positive steroid test was because of a tainted pork burrito.
I could see Jose Canseco getting away with that one.
I don't get it, man.
No,
I
mean,
right?
That's just calling out.
I mean, seriously?
Not a bad claim, though. I would have to do some more investigating. For real.
I don't.
Okay, so what were the levels? Like, were they high? I mean, look at her body. She's got square bodies. I don't know.
Apparently, I don't know what it is, but apparently.
She have an Adam's apple or what?
She says she had it, 10 hours prior to something like that. She had it 10 hours prior to the event. She holds records right now in the 1,500 and 5,000. But, yeah, she claimed that her failed drug test.
Well, you know what she needs to do is go back to that store and then prove her innocence and be like, I need proof.
Well, that or just take another test right now.
Or just
doesn't
eat
stay in your system. Or stays
know.
In your system.
How do you know?
It?
I
or
don't
just
know.
Eat another pork burrito.
Oh, a couple cycles in high school.
Did you? Is that how you made out that record?
No, because apparently basketball is easy. So
it is easy.
Yeah. All right. Anywho, what else? What else? Tainted burrito. Did you see Vince Wilfork's son got arrested?
Oh. Vince Wilfork?
For stealing over $300,000 worth of his dad's jewelry, including his Super Bowl rings.
Good. Hopefully he's in prison.
Unreal.
His dad, I think, is like pressing charges.
You
I don't
should.
Know if it's his stepchild or his actual son, but I think he is.
Wouldn't you?
Charges.
Unreal.
You wouldn't press
charges? I would not press charges on my child. No.
If they stole $300,000, it doesn't. That's a principle right there. That's like, hey, I'm just going to take this, even though you worked for it.
Vince made plenty
if
more than
$300,000. My kids are stealing $300,000.
Your Super Bowl ring.
There's another problem we need to address other than them stealing from me.
You won the Super Bowl with Tom Brady. You're the place kicker.
He doesn't have kids yet.
All right, that's the point.
No, so I'm saying you won the Super Bowl with Tom Brady. You guys celebrated on the boat, and your ring gets stolen by your son. Along with several
they're
other things.
They're going to get it back. There's a suit.
It's gone. You're never going to get it back. No, you're not going to teach him a lesson and put him in prison?
I think he got it back.
But you didn't. I'm saying your scenario.
Am I going to put my kid in jail? No. What's your problem?
I don't know, man. I like it. Hey, we're live, dude. We're live.
You are out of control, man.
Is that, are
yeah.
they?
Yeah, oh, I have no
you
idea.
Better be worried, Owen. It's come for you.
He's the problem child.
I know he is. Yeah. All
right, so I did. I found out about AB in his surgery because I was looking at this. Look at this article right here. It's the biggest regrets of all the teams, right?
He looks happy.
And they say that the Bucks' biggest regret is bringing back Antonio Brown because
I would have loved to have AJ Green.
He has 33, he's turning 33. He had off-season surgery. And it's going to keep
who
them
from... Who
wrote
this article?
It's going to keep them from bringing up the Young Bucks.
Who wrote this article?
Depends. They don't have to stick
this
with
article
the whole
looks
season.
Like it's coming from Christopher Knox.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen... Is that
who is Christopher
Bleacher
Knox?
Bleacher Report.
Have you seen... there's one kid... I don't know if that's him.
Listen, he's probably a Saints fan. And he's probably really butthurt.
I was speaking of Saints. I'm looking to see what they do this year. I cannot wait.
I don't understand why that was a bad signing when we just won the Super
not,
Bowl
no,
with
not
AB.
Saying it's a, no, they compliment direct. The fact that we bring back all 22. All 22 starters are back. They even, as we know, Jason Light, Bruce Arians, they all got extensions too.
It's a long season this year. 17 games.
17 games. But Antonio Brown is saying that July, he underwent his knee surgery. He's turning 33. A suspension could also be looming for Brown, even though
he
cleared. He settled all the civil sexual assault and rape lawsuits. However, saying that the league could still have some discipline for him, which is true.
I mean, if they do whatever, I mean, it's.
But the big point is that it keeps the younger guys on the bench a little bit more, like Scotty Miller's and the fourth round pick.
No, it doesn't.
Julian Darden.
That's a horrible statement for whoever to make that because that's obviously you never watched a Bucks game.
Well,
Scotty Miller.
If you have Antonio Brown on the field, then you have one less of these guys on the field.
They made it work last year.
I'm not complaining.
Scotty Miller. Let's say he had 11 snaps and AB had 17. I definitely want AB out there 17 snaps over Scotty Miller.
Yeah, 100%. Of course you want AB,
I understand that, but you can't. But they're also saying that 33 surgery possible looming. I mean, don't be having this guy run all even the snaps and the OTAs and the
honestly, he
and all
he
that.
Might not even see the field till later on in the year. Like they don't
he
have to bring
not.
Him out.
He
I mean,
not.
It,
yeah.
it was kind of a good blessing in disguise that they
what was
got
his,
him back in
what
week
was his
eight.
Final contract?
It was like
what did
six
he get?
Five.
Six,
1 year,
five?
Six
five. It was, yeah. No, it was like 3.5 and then $3 million
in
incentives.
Incentives, right?
All right, Buccaneers pop quiz.
Okay.
What Buck rushed for 1,000 yards his rookie year?
Dumb one.
Oh, Cadillac.
Okay.
Point for Chip.
Yeah.
Hey. Thank
for,
you.
For,
Shorty P.
For
hey,
a tie, how many
Shorty
touchdowns
P, what'd
did
you say?
He have?
Oh, he had seven.
How many touchdowns did he have?
Seven.
Nope.
Chip, eight.
You already answered. You answered Chip. Once. Nope, you're about to get deducted a point if you answer again.
I'm going to say eight.
No.
No, he had six.
Damn, I knew it was right around there.
No, you didn't.
I said seven.
Yeah, but seven's too high.
All right, so.
Seven, eight, nine.
What else we got? Oh, July 6th. Coming back with the, what is it called? The match?
Huh? Oh, with Phil, Brady?
Brady, Mickelson,
so they were
Rodgers,
yeah. They did that four-way call. I think I sent it to the
Phil
link.
Phil Mickelson didn't say a word.
No, I know, but Brady, are they were talking with the, what's one guy's name?
DeChambeau
or whatever. He was saying something. Brady's like, yeah, you know. You should be worried about your partner, like, you know, wanting to take chances because, you know, sometimes he just doesn't like to take chances. He's like, hey, what do you think about that?
Yeah, he did kind of take a shot at him. Yeah,
again.
Dude, that guy has...
Question, pop quiz.
He has a...
Pop quiz. Oh, you can't steal... Dude, how?
Will Aaron Rodgers be a Packer next season? Dude, he's really throwing some shade to these guys, and he didn't show up for minicamps.
I don't know, because you would honestly think that everybody's...
Where is he going to go, though? You're not going to bring somebody in. You're
Aaron Rodgers.
Where is he going
to
go?
He could go to a lot of places. There's
But I'm saying, are you going to bring him in?
No. What they like should, Denver, Saints, the Saints should be screaming to try and get Saints, this guy.
They can. They don't have money for him.
Fire somebody.
They don't have. You can't just fire somebody.
Put Winston down.
So you're gonna,
break his leg on
purpose. No, you'd have to get rid of
you can't just delete
Michael
a contract
Thomas
like
or Kamara.
You can't even do it. All their contracts are set in stone. Like, Denver has enough cap room. Like, who else has cap
Is
room?
Is it feasible? Can a team come to you and say, hey, you want to take a year off? And I'll sign you next year and we'll free up some salary cap. I mean, a team could do that.
Gronk
took a year. That's right. He took a year off, but I think his body needed that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched a highlight reel on him and the shot, or I shouldn't say highlight reel, but the shots that he's taken?
And that's what kind of baffles me, is why he wanted to come here. Is everybody's always worried about him, like the beginning of the year, first couple weeks, they're like, oh my God, Gronk is a touchdown. He sucks. Why'd he come here? He's a blocking tight end in the system. He'll get his routes. He'll get open, but he loves to hit people.
Yeah.
When he hits people, not when you get hit. It's a whole. He's even explained that he loves to hit people. Yeah. Oh yeah. When your body's expecting it, it's a little different. I can tell you from experience, from not expecting it.
I got a few. I wouldn't say pop quiz questions for you.
No pop quiz.
I mean, sure.
Dogs pop quiz.
Whatever. Pop quiz dog style.
There it is.
What's better?
No, would you rather? It's Wednesday.
What's better?
What's
a
better?
A pick
butter.
Six or a strip sack?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
Depends where the ball placement, but I'm rolling pick six is more exciting than a strip sack fumble.
No.
Ain't nothing like taking it to the house.
I kind of like the strip
sack.
A strip sack.
Yeah, I'm going with the pick six.
I'm pick six all day.
What's better? A running back hurling a defender?
Running over.
Or a running back trucking?
Running over all day. I don't know, but LeGarrette Blount's hurdles. I mean, Rojo did some hurdles. Yeah. And Marshall, who used to? Marshall AP's hurdles. I mean, the hurdles are fun.
LeGarrette Blount, I don't know if you said
it. But they have the original A-Train.
A-Train.
Yeah.
Jerome Bettis or the A-Train?
Beast mode, baby. Marshawn Lynch. Beast mode, baby. All right, here's another one. This is for fantasy players. But would you rather have most fantasy points, or would you rather smoke your rival, just blow them out? Same with you, Chip.
For just one game?
Just one, like one game, just have most fantasy points in the week? Or
blowing out my rival.
Blow out your rival.
Blow out my rival. I don't even care if I won by a point as long as I beat my rival. I don't even really have a rival, though.
Chip likes to win. Chip
you win either way.
Chip likes to
win. You're winning.
You just beat
way.
Your rival. Whoop-de-doo. I want the most points. Right, top dog status. I was at the end of last season with FanDuel and all our picks and everything.
Yeah, according to your polls.
200 yards receiving or three touchdowns under 100 yards receiving?
Three tutties.
Three touchdowns.
Three tutties.
Yeah, 100%.
Super Bowl as a role player or winning the MVP? Surprise, surprise.
Super Bowl
role player
or MVP
winning the
league.
MVP. Like, you're a role player, like a Scotty Miller. Like, you might have
I'm getting that ring.
Two catches.
I'm getting that ring, man.
Maybe 10 snaps, 11 snaps. Or you're like Lamar Jackson.
You don't even have to throw me on the field. Just give me that ring.
You win that that MVP. MVP of the league, though.
Be chilling with the boys after winning that ring.
Aaron Rodgers, MVP of the league.
I guess I would say the ring, because I got to have a ring for the boys to steal from me down the road.
Yeah, so you can throw them in jail.
Yep.
Watch out.
There it is.
Did you guys see what Le'Veon Bell said about Andy Reid?
He'll never play for him again.
Yeah.
I didn't see why. That's all I read.
Yeah.
I'd careless. He's old.
Just like the rest of my family that started out last season was Patriot fans, will probably never be Patriots fans again. It's weird, dude. It's weird how all these Patriot fans
I guarantee you they're not even Bruin fans either.
No, they're probably in Red Sox.
Well, I think
they know
that they have a hockey team. And I think that they know that Boston has a baseball team, too. They do know that.
They just haven't been relevant for them to witness it.
Greg Olson's son.
That was
awesome.
Got
his surgery and health recovery for his heart.
He rang the bell.
What was that? A heart transplant, right? Mm-hmm.
That was very cool.
Yeah.
That's been a good story. He's been keeping everybody abreast of all that.
Another pop trivia.
Oh, God.
Buzz pop trivia.
I just want to move on.
How many picks did Vinny Testaverde throw in his second season? 25, 5, 15, or 35?
25.
Wrong.
30.
It's 35.
Okay, he said 30. Nobody gets a point.
For the bonus, how many touchdowns?
Less than 30.
15.
You can't say that.
Sure I can. That's an answer. No, you didn't give any. Okay, give me some numbers.
Nope. I'm not giving you a
Shorty P says 18. I'm going to go with 12.
Nope. 13. Oh, you guys are terrible.
Terrible? I was one off on both questions.
Which of the following players was not released by the Buccaneers in 2009? Dunn, Brooks, Lynch, or Galloway?
Was not released?
Was not released.
I think Derek Brooks because he retired. Yeah. He wasn't released.
Yeah, because Dunn went to Atlanta. Lynch went to Denver. And who else? Who was the last one?
Joey Galloway.
Galloway wrote
2009 with us was not released.
Was not released would
was
be Brooks.
Not released.
Or maybe Joey Galloway, I mean, or Derek Brooks. I don't know. He might have retired 2010, though.
Brooks.
It was Lynch.
It was Lynch?
Lynch got traded.
Oh, that's right. He got traded.
Oh, that's...
That was a trick question.
No, was it?
It was a trick pop.
How did I
guess who I
all?
Seen today? Walking his dog.
Yeah. A-Train.
The A-Train.
I told him the story earlier.
Yeah, Mike Austin.
I understand there's some family history there. Sorry. That's like my favorite player ever, and to hear you guys say that today. I didn't realize that you had back.
I don't. It's my mom.
Your mom?
I don't care. Yeah, it's just mom.
Love the fact that your mom does. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He used to go to Mr. Pizza like every Friday night.
Well, let's keep rolling with the Bucks. So I was thinking the season dates that are kind of important, other than September 9th and the Cowboys season opener. I got August 14th is our preseason opener. I think July 24th or 26th, they got a report for preseason workouts before this. And I guess Tom Brady did show up to minicamp, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody's there. Nobody was missing. No.
And you never answered my original. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be in a Packer uniform next year?
I don't
think so, man. But I don't know where he's going to go.
Yeah.
Hopefully he just quits. I don't want to go anywhere. Go to CFL. Go with Johnny Manziel.
It seems like every team got a quarterback this year. You can't name one team that didn't draft or trade or sign a quarterback. And if you're installing that, you're in your mini camps.
You
your
ain't.
OTAs,
there's one.
I get it.
I'm taking.
But are you
going to
take that risk if you're a contending team? Let's say, for instance, the Colts.
That would have been a good pick for him.
Exactly. I agree. But they just signed Carson
Wentz.
Throw
him on the Vikings. Throw him on the Bears before they got Fields. I mean, he could have went anywhere.
I just don't see.
There's
teams.
Literally probably 5 or 10 teams that maybe would be like, we might roll with what we
the
got.
Raiders.
But that's it. The Raiders.
But then Derek Carr will retire. Did you hear him say that? I don't know who.
Good, go.
I don't know what I would do or who I'd play for.
He's trash.
All right, so I have a couple little challenges for you to finish off our live show.
Tic-tac-toe.
Okay. First thing.
Wait, we're live?
Katie decided to give me my topic for this evening for my trivia. Now, it is pro athlete cameos in movies. I have 10. Would you prefer to have the movie and then you have to tell me who was in it? Or would you prefer me to tell you the athlete and then you tell me the movie?
Movie and I'll tell you the athlete.
Movie?
Yeah.
Movie? There it is.
Nope, I want to do the athlete. I'm just kidding, dude.
That's too damn bad. All right, give me a pen. Let me see your pen. Thank you. All right, boys, let's just run through this one real quick. Okay? I'm going to give you the movie. Somebody give me the answer of which professional athlete cameoed in the movie.
Heard.
Hangover.
Mike Tyson.
Boom. Okay.
One for Bo.
Ace Ventura.
Dan Marino.
Boom.
Boom. Point for Bo.
Waterboy.
Bobby Boucher.
Nope. Bill Romanowski.
No.
Yes, he was. He was a linebacker for the guards. Boom. Point for Bo. But that's not who Chip's thinking about.
It isn't. So I'm not giving you that point because I want the player that I wrote down, but that is true.
Hold on.
Did he play for the Mud Dogs?
No.
Joe Montaigne.
No. Nope. Come on. Now think about it. Let me give you the scene. He's at a football camp. Specific conversation about kids. Don't do drugs.
The Big Show.
No.
Captain Insano?
Michael Irvin.
No.
Captain Insano was doing No Mercy.
Yard. Five.
I don't know. Who is it, man?
Three.
I even know I got your answer right.
Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, geez.
You guys are bad. All right.
Oh, that was bad.
Blue chips.
Blue chips? Your chip.
Blue chip.
I don't think I've ever seen blue chips.
I don't even think I ever heard of blue chip.
You seen blue chips? Basketball movie? Oh, good guys. You guys are so young. Shaq. Happy Gilmore.
Shooter McGavin.
Professional athlete. Professional.
The football player and Happy Gilmore.
Not the football player, the golfer.
Andre the Giant.
It's a golfer.
Oh, the golfer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the guy that wore the titleless hat.
Yes, bro.
I don't know his name. The short little guy with a tan white hair. I don't know his name.
It wasn't Fuzzy, was it?
I don't know his name, but I know who it is.
You don't know his name? I can tell by look. Lee Trevino.
No, he had a Toyota hat on. He had a Toyota hat, and he's sitting there. He's like, that should get a half a point.
Have you seen the movie There's Something About Mary?
No.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, what athlete is prominent kind of in that movie?
Ben Stiller.
His name. No, his name. All right, I'll give it to you. He was a quarterback.
Bob Boucher.
I can picture him, man. I can't get
God, this is so bad.
Hold on. Troy Aikman.
No.
Carson Palmer.
End of discussion, Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Dude, see.
All right, here we go. This
hold
is
on.
This is, I'm telling
hold
you
hold on, hold on. Yeah. What kind of relevance is something about Mary to sports at all?
Because it's sports.
This is a sports cameo. Podcast, not date night.
It's pro athlete.
Get out of here.
Cameos. Here we go. Four more to go.
Yeah, what is this, The Notebook?
This is a chance for you to catch up.
What do you mean?
Hold on.
We're keeping points on this?
Yes, be quick.
What do we get if we win?
Be quick.
Bye, Boucher.
Space Jam.
Michael Jordan.
All right, fine.
No.
Dan Aykroyd.
Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We should. That's what you should have named is the basketball players that the town's got.
Talladega Knights.
Ricky Bobby.
No. Rusty Wallace?
Junior.
No.
Junior.
It was Dale Earnhardt. Yeah, it was Junior.
Junior.
All right, we are tied up, boys. Shorty P, where the hell are you, man? Naked Gun.
Oh, Jesus. Another
this
movie.
Is like one of the most famous athletes that was, for other reasons.
Stop it.
I'm going to throw out a nickname, and you should get it immediately. Are you ready? Juice.
O.J. Simpson. I seen that one actually. Now that I think about it, he was actually like in that.
Hold on, what was that movie called?
Naked Gun. Like, is Naked Gun 12 and a half or something? Two and a half.
Naked Gun.
Fucking.
Whatever. All right, so if you get this one right, we got to go to tiebreaker. If you get right, you win. Just stop looking. You just cheated.
I can't see that far.
This is what he did. This is what he did.
See,
all season.
See, this is what we're.
See, that's why he's here. 100%.
Like,
you
I
think he's
that.
Running a computer? He's actually filming everything you're doing.
I'm on Google. I'm ready. Go.
Other guys.
Go ahead.
Other guys.
With, come on. It's a whole storyline. Yes, it's a whole storyline with this professional athlete.
John Cena.
The Rock.
No.
Yeah,
Dwayne. Okay, a baseball player.
Oh.
Alex Rodriguez.
No, Albert
Pujols. Oh, Derek Jeter.
All right.
I remember because he was dressed. He's like, nobody recognizes me. Boom, bo, win, Jacob.
Actually, this is my game. I'm going to give you a chance. Take it all. One question.
What the fuck? What bullshit is that? Wow.
Here we go. Wow.
Bobby Boucher.
Kicking and screaming.
Is
Trent Dilfer.
No. That was a good one, though. That was a good guess.
Kicking and screaming. That.
You've never seen that either? How old are you two?
Not old enough, I guess.
Obviously not.
You remember when Bobby J came back at halftime and the Mud Dogs won the Super Bowl? Do you?
What was
point
it?
For Shorty P?
What was
oh,
it? Okay.
What was it?
He
Mike
took it.
Ditka.
Mike Ditka? And the Bears?
Mike Ditka.
Oh,
the Bears? Ditka?
I can't believe you've never seen that movie. That's a great movie.
The Bears.
All right, so a couple other things real quick. I say every week we go through whatever sports are being played in Tampa Bay, professional sports, I should say, whatever being played in Tampa Bay. And we'll just do our picks for the entire week leading up to the next live show every Wednesday at 8.
I'm cool. Our picks for
but
our
what,
picks for I'm going to go through the picks that we already did. I just want to solidify. and make sure that everybody, nobody wants to change
kind of
their picks.
Are you pulling,
but
man?
Chip,
and
but Chip,
the weeks.
What about the guys that want to call in, the guys and girls that want to call in on the studio line?
How do they
line?
Do that, dog?
844-542-4111. Or you can text us, 727.
You're so bad at this. You're so bad at this.
1644.
Standard messaging rates do apply.
I got to get Shorty P, our law firm
commercial. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah, it was classic.
That was a good one.
All right, real quick, let's do this. Tampa Bay has only got one game until our next show.
Who?
It is versus Pittsburgh Riverhounds, which is in third place. We currently sit in first.
Tampa Bay who?
Rowdies.
Oh, win.
Win?
Duh. If you don't win, you suck. Okay,
so yeah, well, what's the score?
We're all picking the Rowdies.
Yeah, I'm picking Rowdies 3-2.
Nope, 1-0.
Okay.
Wow.
1-0.
Did
close
you guys
nail
see
biter.
That?
Goal in the 89th minute.
How about the Rays? The Rays are starting off a new series tomorrow.
Against who?
The Mariners.
And then it's Boston.
And then it's Boston. It's a four-game series and then a three-game, but I'm only doing four and then the two. So
Mariners are going to take three out of four.
Three out of four. So it's going to be a 3-1.
Yep.
When against the Sox for the first two games of that series?
Let me fuck. That's going to be like, I don't know. I think we're... I'd like to say 2-1, but I just don't. I don't.
I'd like to say who cares, but
2-1.
Okay, so you're thinking the next two series comes to a
5-2 record.
5-2 record.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 6-1.
6-1.
Sweep right. The Red Sox.
I'm gonna go 3-4.
That's horrible, dude.
We just lost Glasnow. Huge.
You don't even know what side of the mound he throws from.
What do you mean?
What hand does he throw?
He throws right-handed, bro. In the league, whatever they just did with those foreign substances just ruined his career.
Well, you know he only pitches like once every six days.
Well, you can only be a good pitcher if you have something to cheat.
That's not necessarily true. It's just what he uses.
Okay. Anyhow,
unbelievable.
The game will still go on.
Unbelievable.
So we already said this about the Lightning. You think it's going to be in six. So you think it's going to be a 4-2 Lightning against the Islanders. Okay. Dog.
I don't want to see a game seven.
That's what I said.
You said 4-2 as well?
Lightning in six.
And you said they're going to sweep
them. I'm saying Lightning in five at this point. So I'm saying 4-1. All right, boys. Anything else from you guys?
Yeah. You guys remember when Bobby Boucher came back at halftime and the Mud Dogs won a Bourbon Bowl?
No, I don't.
You don't remember that?
No.
Let me make sure I don't.
Joe Montana.
Aren't you leaving town next week?
Joe Montana was a quarterback, you idiot. Oh, yeah, I'll be in Tulum.
Tulum.
Mexico.
Tulum.
And you got your COVID test today?
Tulum.
Oh, yeah. Got my COVID test.
How'd you like that?
Ready to go.
How'd you like that?
I wasn't a big fan of it.
They probably gave you COVID.
So fan contest. We need to start promoting that next week. Actually, let's do a feed check.
Feed check.
You two are responsible.
Nope.
For the social media aspect of this venture. How many posts did you do this week?
I did one. I just did one today, so I did two.
Well, seeing how every time the Rays win or the Lightning win, I put it on the story, you know.
You're very much more active than he is.
Yeah, probably.
How? I just said I made two, and you just said every time the Lightning won, so the Lightning only won once.
And the Rays win.
Rays won Monday. You didn't do it Monday.
That was
the last win they actually had right now. It was on Monday because they lost.
But guess who won last night?
And they
night?
Now fell out of number one.
Guess who won last night?
Not the Rays.
The Lightning.
They did.
Can't win them all, folks.
Unbelievable.
So we need to get ready for the start of the season. We'll do our fan duel again this year. I now understand the rules.
We have to all start it with one team.
Yeah, do you still have your accounts up?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Ready to rock and roll.
Who knows? But Chip.
Mm-hmm. You can't deny the fact. I had 700 and some points
With two teams.
You had four different teams.
We did it for like five. No, that's not.
At
that's
one
not
time.
True.
You were adding. You would put in. Submit two teams to our one team and be like.
You had all.
Well yeah. Times. I had 300 points here and 200 points there. So
yeah,
I won.
Numbers, yeah,
500.
Exactly.
Yep. I think what you're trying. What you are.
I'm
forgetting.
Glad Shorty P's here. So now I can see the real deal. We've been getting screwed by the man. I'm tired of this.
I think what you really need to recognize is the fact that even though you say I had two teams.
You had three. You had three Larry A. Williams on theirs.
Both of them, or all three of them, had more points.
Because you combined
them.
Because
you combined them.
No, that's not true.
Well, quick question.
Yeah.
5 times 5 minus 3.
22. What is the problem?
Just checking.
All right. All right. So, yeah, we got August 14th preseason opener, so we got ways for that. New live shows every Wednesday night at 8. This is Take It Like a Fan Studio, so we will be having some additional stuff going on in the feed, which you can go to takeitlikeafan.com and find the live feed. We'll have music hours. We'll have hopefully some other podcasts and shows.
Just tune in. Give it a chance.
We've learned the new terminology for this is clock wheel. You have to fill your clock wheel. Dog looks confused.
What
kind of music you listen to?
Click the link in the bio.
What kind of music you listen to?
Depends on the mood. If I'm on the boat, I'm listening to tunes. Something that gives a good vibe.
Tunes.
Okay.
Tunes. You know.
I don't know what that is.
Tunes is like reggae.
Good
tunes.
Okay. Tunes. Okay.
If I'm at work, I mean.
He listens to tunes.
Fair enough.
I mean, he's driving.
What kind of music you listen to?
Me?
Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
He listens. He's a big Dixie Chicks fan.
Oh, yeah?
Big Dixie Chicks.
I don't even know. I was going to try and sing one of their songs, but I can't even know one of them. No, I love country.
Cowboy, Take Me Away.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd
get
be singing that.
Get a load of this
that.
Guy.
Get a load of this guy. What?
Quick.
Yep. All right. Listen, real quick, I want to go through first week's picks that we already did leading up to the season. We'll do it again right before the season starts. Everybody took Tampa Bay. Everybody took Philly over Atlanta. Everybody took Buffalo over Pittsburgh. Dog was the only one with Minnesota against Cincy. Everybody took San Fran over Detroit. Dog was the only one that took Tennessee over Arizona. Seattle, Dog was the only one to take over Indianapolis. Los Angeles. Bo was the only one to take the football team. Bo was the only one to take Carolina.
This absolutely means nothing.
Oh, yes, it does.
It means absolutely nothing. You're trying to hold.
I don't recall
this. I'm basing
this.
Your knowledge.
You're trying to hold these picks and before even training camp starts to justify what?
I just want to see how much you change your mind before the season starts. Why is everything?
Everybody's
going to
change their mind because players are going to get hurt. Players might get traded. Players like this. Players don't perform as well. You got to read reports. I'm just saying. I don't understand. It just
aggravated.
You're like Adam Schefter right now.
Yeah, you win the scrimmage game and
as
think
long
you're
as I'm
on
not
the
like Chris Collinsworth.
Did you hear
don't
Tua
ever
Tagovailoa?
Call me that guy.
Tua Tagovailoa threw 6 picks in yesterday's practice.
Who did?
Is it time to freak out?
Chip Collinsworth.
Tua Tagovailoa. For down in Miami, he threw 6 picks in practice. Is it time
that
to
was,
concern? Is
that
it
was
time
Jameis.
For concern?
That was Jameis.
He's still throwing
that was
interceptions.
16 picks in practice.
Who, Jameis?
Yeah.
No.
Probably.
No.
All right, boys. I think we're about done.
No, I still want to talk about these picks.
Okay, well, then I can finish them off here.
No,
everybody
kidding.
Took Green Bay over New Orleans.
No.
Chris, I was the only one to take Denver over the Giants.
I thought I had Detroit.
You had Detroit?
Yeah.
Okay, you're taking Detroit?
I am.
Okay, well, who does Detroit even play?
Who? Does Detroit, they even have anybody?
They play San Fran. We all took San Fran.
They have Jared Goff.
Yeah, everybody took Baltimore over Vegas on the Monday Night Football, and Bo was the only one to take Chicago over the Rams for Sunday Night Football.
No. Justin Fields.
Boys, it's been a pleasure.
Rookie of the Year.
I'm ready to keep going with this live deal next Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. Dog, how do these people get a hold of us?
They can call us on the studio line, 844-542-4111, or Texas. 727-388-1644.
Standard messaging rates do apply.
Yes. We have an upcoming contest?
We do. We do have the upcoming contest.
But
we're going to be giving away the memorabilia for the Rays and for the Lightning.
What is it?
We're not going to tell you. You got to tune in next week and find out.
You actually have to tune into the social medias because I'm sure you guys will be posting it at some point
in time.
We're
still not going to tell you until next week either.
Okay. Right. Well, we'll just blur out the signature mm-hmm. and the
object that it refrains on.
Well, what if?
Who knows?
Tampa has to win, though, right? They're not going to get a social media post.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, right.
No.
Our team have to win, or we don't get anything out, dog.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
You don't want to talk to me when we
MVP.
Lose.
MVP.
All right, boys. Have a great night. Take it like a fan, or don't listen.
See ya.